Good afternoon. Farm news on the Red River Farm Network. We're on the go today. I'm Don Wick, and we'll also be hearing more from Randy Conan and Tyler Donaldson as well. But we are coming to you from the 25th anniversary convention of the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group. They're meeting in Moorhead as we speak. Good meeting, good attendance here at this session today as well. We're visiting right now with the treasurer of the Red River Watershed Management Board, Jason Broughton, also manager of the Roseau River Watershed District. I want to start, first of all, you're a farmer as well. Give me your perspective on some of these flood mitigation efforts. What's this mean to you?
This means a lot. I mean, it really makes it a lot easier for us to farm. It gives us kind of some protection. You know, now we don't really have to worry about these floods coming. If we can control them some more, we're not so worried about me losing so much land.
Yeah. Talk to me about some of the success stories. What have you seen here in some of the work that we have done?
We've done a lot up and down the whole valley. We've helped out. We're doing one now up in Roseau where we're doing old restoration of a lake bottom. They drained it out 100 years ago, thinking all these migrants are going to work, come and live out there. Found out it's a lake bottom. So we started construction last fall, and we're going to have about 22,000 acre feet of storage, gated storage. So it helps up there. Farmers are going to get probably 7 to 10 days earlier into the field because we're going to control this water a little bit better. I mean, that's a great success story for up there because the water goes slow and we can control it. It's great for us.
That means bushels. That means dollars at the end of the year.
That's right. And the margin, everybody knows the margins have gotten quite a bit closer on farming, but the price of fertilizer, machinery, everything. Well, if we can get that extra few bushels, get a little bit better, more protection for us, so when we put all that money out in the field, you know, you don't make money on insurance. Nobody wants to collect insurance year in and year out. That's why these projects are great everywhere you put them.
You obviously get a lot of cooperation from the landowner, from the farmers in these type of efforts.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is a challenge. Because when you come in and you try to explain to some farmers, but now we've done so many projects up and down the valley. So you go tell them, hey, you know, when you're driving to Grand Forks, take this road and you'll see a project. And they'll come back and they go, wow, you know, how can we got to get something like that? You know, and you see that there's getting more and more movement for people to do these kind of projects.
We're talking a lot about flood mitigation, but there's a water quality story to all of this as well.
That's the big thing. You know, everybody always thinks, oh, you see these big retention areas. But they don't realize is we get an awful lot of water quality because instead of having big, deep ditches just flushing the system, we slow the water down some. So we're not getting all that sediment going into the Red River or all the rivers around. So, I mean, it's a big deal. I mean, to slow it down, let it go out quite a bit slower, we're seeing great water quality out of this.
It's one of those unseen stories probably for a lot of folks. They don't understand all the work, the years of work that goes into these type of projects.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if most projects take about 10 years. I mean, just to do a new ditch system, that's a 5-year. But when you go through all the permitting and funding, you got to find money someplace. And it gets kind of tough once in a while to find it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're going to continue our conversation again from the Red River Watershed Management Board and the Flood Damage Reduction Working Group meeting underway in Moorhead. Now with more farm news, Randy Conan.